state lawmakers have voted unanimously to help residents in some parts of Wisconsin clean up PFAS contamination with tens of millions of dollars. It's Thursday, September 3rd, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, a recent tornado in the Menasha area could have an impact on which party wins control of the state assembly this November. We'll break that down. Plus, a Wisconsin company is marketing what they call a natural American cheese as consumers move away from processed foods.
Now, when you remelt it afterwards, it's going to be this beautiful, smooth, even, velvety melt.
Stay with us.
Morning Edition brings you the news straight from reporters watching stories unfold.
To talk about that, we're joined by NPR's international correspondent, Aya Batraoui, in Dubai. Good morning.
Moz Bashel from member station KUT gives us a view from Austin, Texas.
NPR's Ada Peralta is with us now from Venezuela's capital, Caracas. Ada, good morning.
Join us for a front row seat every weekday on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Some residents who have been struggling with PFAS contamination in northeastern Wisconsin are one step closer to securing safe water. As Danielle Kading reports, lawmakers voted to release $10 million this week from the state's PFAS Trust Fund.
The legislature's Finance Committee unanimously approved releasing funds from a June settlement in the state's case against Tyco Fire Products. The state had sued the company over its failure to immediately notify the Department of Natural Resources about PFAS contamination around its facility. Governor Tony Evers says releasing the money is a step in the right direction. Most of it will go toward installing wells, testing, and treatment in a larger area Tyco wasn't required to address under the deal. Marinette resident Doug Oitzinger says he's pleased.
We're happy with the distribution of the money, given the fact that the DNR lost any ability to force Tyco to do something for these impacted residents.
GOP State Senator Eric Wimberger says the money ensures people can get new wells and clean water. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The Trump administration says it has decertified more than 100 trucking schools, including three in Wisconsin. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said the schools did not enforce English proficiency requirements needed to issue commercial driver's licenses. Dan Johnson is president of the Wisconsin Motor Carriers Association. That's an advocacy and trade association. He says English proficiency is a matter of safety.
You need to understand what these signs mean, what these traffic warnings mean, and what a law enforcement officer is telling you at an inspection site.
It's estimated that around 200,000 immigrants currently hold commercial driver's licenses. Advocacy groups for South Asian drivers in California have filed suit against other Trump administration crackdowns on immigrant truckers. They say these changes harm law-abiding immigrants' livelihoods and unfairly paint all immigrants as dangerous. A tornado that ripped through the Fox Valley this summer didn't just destroy dozens of homes and businesses. As Joe Schultz reports, it also reshaped a race that could help decide control of the state assembly.
Becky Nichols of Menasha is a Democrat running for the 53rd Assembly District. She lost part of her roof, and her family was displaced by the storm. She says she was forced to put her campaign on pause.
We really pivoted to providing resources for folks and access to information.
Nichols says she's only recently started door knocking again. Her Republican opponent, David Daniels, says he paused campaign activities for more than 2 weeks after the storm.
We shut down. I said, everyone needs to go help. Do what you can, physically or financially or both. There's more important things to deal with right now.
The two will also face independent candidate Rachel Dowling. All three say the storm highlighted the region's resiliency. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The state of Wisconsin will be selling two office buildings to a private developer who plans to build apartments at the downtown Madison property. That's after a state budget committee voted this week to approve the sale of the buildings known as Jeff 2 and Jeff 3. Madison State Senator Kelda Royce was the lone vote against the sale. She says she's concerned the state is not getting a good price.
The difference between the appraised value and the sort of fire sale price that is going to be given to taxpayers.
The state is selling the property for more than $12 million after it got an average appraisal at close to $49 million. State officials say the buildings need more than $200 million in deferred maintenance. They're being offloaded as part of the governor's plan to downsize state office space. He cited the rise of remote work. Coming up, American cheese is a favorite among many, especially my two-year-old daughter. But as lots of people shift away from processed foods, one Wisconsin company hopes its natural version will stand out. Stay with us.
Help students start and stay writing with WhoopinSoccer, a free multimedia resource from PBS Wisconsin Education and UW-Madison School of Education. Collaborative arts-based activities and lessons are designed to help learners build confidence in writing and see how extraordinary their ideas are. Visit pbswisconsineducation.org to explore the WhoopinSoccer collection today.
And finally, a cheeseburger is an iconic part of any late summer cookout, and American cheese is critical to achieving that desired gooey melt. As consumers shift away from processed foods, though, one Wisconsin company is hoping its natural cheese version of the processed classic will keep this tradition alive. Hope Kerwin has more on the new product and why American cheese has stayed popular through the years.
Every summer, Rudy's Drive-In in La Crosse brings diners back to another era. Car hops on roller skates balance frosty mugs of root beer in baskets of food. On the griddle inside is another relic, slices of gooey American cheese melting over burgers.
It's just the way it melts. You get the string pull off it.
Owner Justin Smith says American cheese is a key part of the nostalgia of Rudy's, and its performance in the kitchen is unmatched.
Use it on our chili dogs too, just the way it looks. Melts down, it's perfect.
Processed cheese was once seen as the way of the future, rising to popularity during the age of TV dinners and other convenience items. But in recent years, consumers are moving away from products considered artificial in favor of clean-label foods with fewer ingredients. The movement has recently been in the spotlight thanks to the Trump administration's focus on reducing consumption of ultra-processed foods. Now, Wisconsin cheese company Sargento is hoping to capture the best of both worlds by giving nostalgia seekers a real cheese alternative to American cheese. Here's Rod Hogan, Sargento's Senior Vice President of Innovation.
You know, really took processed cheese, or what people love about processed cheese, and the way I think about it, updated it for the way Americans are eating today.
Their new natural American cheese debuted on store shelves across the country last year. And to understand why this product is in a league of its own, cheesemaker Lloyd Metzger says you have to understand the science behind processed cheese.
So it's really literally all about the melt.
At a molecular level, natural cheese is a loose network of proteins with milk's butterfat trapped inside. But Metzger, who's considered the leading expert on processed cheese, says this fragile protein structure is compromised when the cheese melts.
So you'll see, you know, literally butter fat start to come out of it, and you'll see this stringy, kind of gloppy mess.
He says processors discovered they could avoid this separation by forcing the milk proteins to latch directly on to the fat. The process involves mixing melted cheese with an emulsifying salt, changing the chemistry of the product altogether.
Now when you remelt it afterwards, it's going to be this beautiful, smooth, even, velvety melt that you won't ever get out of natural cheese.
Metzger says what's exciting about Sargento's new product is that it forms this protein-fat pairing without using the emulsifying salt or the cooking process. According to John Rogers, Sargento's vice president of research and development, it took roughly a decade of trial and error to get the science just right. At the company's technical center in Elkhart Lake, he mans a flat-top griddle to demonstrate what he calls the gold standard for American cheese performance, a grilled cheese sandwich.
I think the team here at Sargento has probably made thousands of grilled cheese to get to the point that we're at with natural American, for sure.
He butters slices of bread and adds the natural American. After toasting on each side, along with a few minutes steaming under a lid, it's ready for me to try.
That's a good grilled cheese. That melt is definitely, you can tell the difference.
The taste and feel of the creamy golden center takes me right back to my childhood days of Kraft Singles. Hogan from Sargento says that's the whole point. For years, their company has been slowly converting the people who grew up on American cheese to natural. That always meant sacrificing the mild flavor and even melt of processed cheese.
So now we want to give the natural cheese user the option to come back into a category that they actually love.
He says their new product is shelved right next to the processed slices, hopefully making it clear to consumers that it's a new, natural take on the beloved classic. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Our thanks to WPR's Hope Kerwin for bringing us that story. I've always got the American cheese stocked in my house. If you ask my 2-year-old what she wants to eat at any time of the day, doesn't matter, the answer is always going to be cheese. And let's get your forecast in here before letting you go for the day. Mostly cloudy across Wisconsin today. Still really humid. We could see some storms popping up across the state, and a few of those could be strong. High temperatures getting into the 80s today. Overnight, more rain expected, otherwise cloudy with lows in the 60s. More of the same expected tomorrow. And that'll do it for this Thursday. Thanks so much for being a part of Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. Thank you so much for joining us for this show. Hey, make sure to leave us that rating and review. I love finding out where you're listening from, how you found the show, and what you think about the show. Again, you can leave those comments wherever you're listening right now. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.